which means to have Shyam called a dietitian at Three Cross. Shyam is no stranger on Zara's Kitchen, and today she's here to chat with us about nutrition as it is National Nutrition Week. It started from the 9th and it ends tomorrow the 15th, and Alawiya is interviewing. Over to you, Alawiya.
Thank you, Zara. Today in studio with me, I have Shyam Carter. She is a dietitian for Red Cross Hospital. Could you briefly explain what a dietitian is and what National Nutrition Week is and why do we celebrate it?
So I'm a dietitian, and a dietitian basically is big role is to make sure that we advise patients on healthy eating, and also that particularly for my job working with children is to make sure that they get the right food to keep them growing and developing through the whole life cycle. The National Nutrition Week is really about this year. Every year we celebrate different aspects around nutrition, and one of them this year is about choosing the right drink and emphasizing how important water is in your daily life. So that's what this year's celebrations around National Nutrition Week.
Why is it so important to drink plenty of clean, safe water every day?
Our body actually is made up of quite a bit of water, like close to about 80-90% of our body is made up of water. So you can imagine we need every day fresh water for our body to function fully like we would need to. So, of course, why are we saying safe? Of course, water can be a place where it can get contaminated with bacteria. So when we have water, make sure it's safe, it's clean, even if it's boiled and cooled down. But we need water for the functions of our body every day.
Thank you. How much water should a child or adult drink?
So for adults and children, we need on average about 6 to 8 glasses of water a day. That is how much we need every day.
How much sugar is there in a sugary drink?
So it varies between different types of beverages or drinks. But on average, you could get anything from a little can of cool drink. It could be from about 5-6 teaspoons alone to a big bottle of up to being 10-15 teaspoons of sugar in one bottle. So that's quite a lot compared to just drinking plain simple water.
If you drink a lot of fizzy drinks, what will happen to your body?
So, of course, the concern around fizzy drinks is very much the sugar content, and our bodies does not require so much sugar. And it has, the big concern is that we constantly have so much sugar in our body, eventually our body will not cope with that big sugar load, and it can have the risk of getting different conditions such as diabetes, which is just a matter where our body cannot control sugar any longer. It's a condition, it's a disease that we do not want in adulthood.
Are diet drinks healthy for you?
So diet drinks, all that it's different is that, of course, it doesn't have like normal natural sugar, like sugar that you would add, like cane sugar, that your table sugar that you add to any tea or coffee. But basically what it means, diet recall, is taking out that sugar, and all that it replaces isn't just a different form of sweetener, just to add that sweet taste. And that's the difference between dietary cool drink and normal fizzy cool drinks.
What is healthy to drink or eat?
So the number first prize for any kind of drink or beverage or that we should be drinking is water, followed by water, followed by water, because it's the most healthiest fluid for our body. As we remember, water makes up most of our body, so we need that every day. So choosing water as much as we can, flavor our water in different ways. We can add lemon, we can like lemon slices, we can add apple slices, we can add mint, and those are ways to flavor our water to make it like a drink, which is far better than any other alternative drink available or beverage available.
What are unhealthy foods or drinks that children are exposed to every day?
So children are particularly exposed to things like lots of juice and lots of other fizzy drinks, which is not healthy choices. If we're going to have juice, try and at least dilute your juice if you really feel the need for a glass of juice. And that means you had half glass juice and the rest you top up as water. It's best not to have fizzy drinks as much as possible, but water should be encouraged, and we try and flavor it in the natural way as much as possible.
On one occasion, I ate a lot of marshmallows and I felt like vomiting. How much sweets are too much to eat?
So I say, I've got children too, or three children, so I say children must be children. We must have sweets, we must have treats. So it's having it occasionally. So if you're going to a party, yes, by all means have a sweet, but try not have sweets every day, and only should be treated as a treat on occasional times.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
So from this point, it's just to celebrate National Nutrition Week. It's ending tomorrow. And reminding everyone that's also not what we eat, but also what we drink. And that we must remember how vital water is to our body. And that water can be made exciting by adding things to it as well.
Thank you for taking your time to come to the studio and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much for having me here today.
It's a pleasure. By the children, for